Is it 61 or 62? I think it's 61. 62. I mean 62.
62.
I'm a pro at this. And 3, 2, 1. What's up, everyone? Welcome to the 62nd episode of the Pokemon Podcast. My name is SBJ, and Happy New Year's to all of you. New Year's Eve or New Year's, whenever you're listening to this. But with me today, I have an all-star cast of the unusually funny Travis.
Yeah, so I'll warn you, I'm sick right now, but I don't think any of you in podcast land need to worry, because I don't think pathogens can travel through cyberspace.
That's true. And I have the unusually sexy Saul.
Well, hello.
Two good intros. So a little bit of a different show this week. This is the last show of 2011. So thank you for everyone who have been listening thus far. Hopefully 2012 will be even better, even though 2011 was a pretty good year for PKMN cast.
It was.
Travis agrees.
It really was.
So instead of doing like news, feature team, blah, 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 we're just going to do some top stuff, because everyone likes countdowns on New Year's, I believe. So
yeah, everyone. It's unanimous.
It's universal that everyone loves countdowns.
Yeah.
So we have five countdowns that we're going to do here. We're going to do, not in any specific order here, but ability of the year, move of the year, Pokemon of the year, type of the year, and card of the year. So us three have all picked our favorites. I'm going to discuss those and talk about them, and that's going to be the show. So hopefully you guys enjoy that, and we'll have some new and some familiar stuff for 2012 coming down the line. But without further ado, if you guys don't have anything else, we can jump into things.
Let's do it.
All right, we're going to start off with type of the year. And so there's lots of types out there. We got fire, water, grass, electric.
Are you going to go through all these?
No, I'm not. But who wants to start? Who wants to go and begin their type of the year?
Sure, I'll start.
I was going to say, not everyone jump up at once.
Yeah. So my type of the year is the ghost type. Mostly because of the ghost types that were introduced in Gen 5, because obviously the big thing of the year is Gen 5, and the ghost types in Gen 5 are sweet. The typing is awesome. You've got the solid, the pure ghost types of Yanmask and Koff Egregious, but you've also got the cool dual types like Chandelure, which is Ghost and Fire in that line, and you've also got the Frillish Jellicent line, Water Ghost, and the Golett Golurk line, which is Ground Ghost, and some really interesting type combinations, and they're all really great Pokemon to use, all for different reasons. And overall, I think the ghost type is really cool, because you can do a lot of things with it, with its moves. They're all kind of tricky.
What a strong argument. Putting my type of the year to shame. Getting all teary-eyed. Cool. I guess I'll go next, unless Saul has anything to add on, but I think Travis summed it up pretty well there.
Yeah, I think you did a good job with that.
Yeah, really good job. My type of the year is bug, because mm-hmm. I think with Gen 5, bug made a very strong comeback. I think prior to this, the only two bug Pokemon that were really used were like Heracross and Scizor, but now we have like... The one that comes to mind is like Durant and Volcanora, or whatever that fire bug is.
Volcarona.
Volcarona.
Yeah.
And Travis, yeah. Help me out. What other bugs did we get?
You want me to? Okay. I'm going to go to the bug page.
Man.
Bulbapedia.
As Travis looks that up, we also had, you know.
A Chelgor. You got a Chelgor.
Yep.
One of the fastest Pokemon in the game.
We got Shelmet. No one can lie about Shelmet.
Oh, Joltik and Galvantula.
Yes. Yes.
And the non-existent Genesect.
Right.
Non-existent.
So I know.
Yeah, because it doesn't exist yet.
Yeah, he doesn't exist yet. I know Mason had a whole bug team in our gym leader summer league. And from what I heard, a couple people had a lot of trouble trying to beat him. So I think it was a good year for bug.
Yeah, it was.
I mean, the only types that are kind of missing a strong follow-up, I feel, are like Steel kind of needs a push in the amount of Pokemon. But bug needed that push, and this year we kind of got that push. So I thought it was a good year for them. Saul?
Definitely. All right, my type of the year... I'm going to go with Dragon.
Yeah.
Because there were, I think, 8 new Dragon Pokemon in Gen 5.
It's true. Yeah, there's a lot of them.
Axew, Fracture, Haxorus, Dredigon, Reshiram, Zekrom, Kyurem, Dino, Vileplume, and Hydreigon.
That's 9, yeah.
And they announced that it's going to have its own TCG type.
There you go.
Yeah.
That's true. I'm a big fan of Haxorus.
Haxorus is cool.
It is.
And I even like the Reshiram and Zekrom. I mean, even though they're like legendaries, I think the design of them is really cool. The whole monochromatic thing, that like the dualism they got going. I think that's cooler than a lot of the legendaries that we get from other games.
Yeah, I think Zekrom and Reshiram definitely held up better than the 4th gen legendaries.
Yeah.
And I would even say even more than the 3rd gen, which was Kyogre, Groudon, and Rayquaza.
Yeah, there's just something kind of iconic about Reshiram and Zekrom that's kind of missing in a lot of other generations, I think.
Yeah, it was funny when they first came out, everyone was not positive about them at all. They were very, like, these are way too complicated designs, blah, blah, blah.
Yeah.
They look like Digimon.
Yep. But
they do kind of look like Digimon.
But once you kind of see them in motion, especially in the movie,
it makes sense.
They make a lot of sense. Yeah, they're not too overcomplicated.
When they first announced Reshiram and Zekrom, a lot of people thought they were going to make a new type, like how there's Dark type, and that was going to be Zekrom, and then that there was going to be like a Light type, and that was going to be Reshiram.
Uh huh. I could see that.
Didn't happen. One new type would be cool. But.
Yeah. I mean, they did it with Gen 2 basically to nerf Psychic, because before Psychic was just like unstoppable, so they introduced 2 new ones. But I still think some types in the game have an advantage. I guess not, but I still would like the introduction of another type, as long as they work it to mitigate some types that might be more powerful than others or something.
Yeah.
I give bug something it's also good against or something, because there aren't that many good bugs.
Right.
So if you make
there's like an unbalanced, even though there's all the types, there's still kind of an unbalance to certain types.
Yeah. Like Steel has so many defenses. It has a lot of weaknesses, but like it has so many resistances. It's ridiculous.
Cool. Well, let's move on to something a little more specific, I guess. Let's jump in with our abilities of the year. So I don't even know how many of the abilities there are, but Gen 5 definitely introduced a lot of good ones. Do you want to start this one off again, Travis?
You bet I do. my ability of the year is Prankster. Which I feel like can change the game a lot. Prankster, for those unaware, Prankster increases the priority of non-damaging moves by 1. So if you're to use something that doesn't damage the opponent, you automatically go first, unless they're using something like an extreme speed that has a priority of more than +1, chain speed has a priority more than plus one, right? Anyway, if it doesn't, don't kill me.
Right.
But it, you get what I'm saying. It always goes first unless they're using a higher priority. And so that makes a lot of Pokemon more usable than they previously were. Like Sableye now, he gets Prankster in Dream World. He can really mess with people using stuff like Will-O-Wisp, and I think you get Thunder Wave too, and use those and just keep using Recover over and over again and wait for them to die a slow and painful death, which you couldn't do before. But you also have a lot of new Pokemon that can use it well. I guess only four, because there are only four Gen 5 Pokemon with Prankster. But that's the Cottonee Whimsicott line and Tornadus and Thunderous.
And Liepard.
Oh, sure. Yeah. But that's also hidden ability. Yeah. Forgot about that. Good call. But Prankster is my ability of the year.
Nice. Prankster was my ability of the year. So I'm going to make Saul go next as I pick a different one.
All right. My ability of the year is Moody, which is Dreamworld ability. Yep. Because I'm pretty sure it can only be learned by older Pokemon, not from Gen 5.
Let me confirm this for you as you explain what it actually Remoraid. Does.
Okay. Moody, the Pokemon raises one of its stats by two stages, and another one of its stats is lowered by one stage at the end of the turn.
Yep. And that's by Remoraid, Octillery, Smeargle, Snornut, Gallade, Bidoof, and Bedarrel.
There you go. And, so since only these older Pokemon can learn it, it's kind of like a push to use older Pokemon in competitive play.
Yeah.
And
there's a lot of older Pokemon that don't, that before the introduction of Moody didn't really have much going for them. Like Glalie, the evolution of Snorunt, is pretty much eclipsed by Froslass, which is used a lot more. But with Moody as its hidden ability, it has quite a niche, especially since all of its stats are balanced. So you could kind of go with whatever the Moody gives you.
Yep, and I got destroyed on a Wi-Fi battle once with a Moody Octillery. I don't remember exactly what moveset they had, but
I
remember it was an Octillery and it had Moody.
I heard the Moody Bedarrel does really good in the VGCs.
I see Octillery more when I'm playing online, like VGC and like Pokemon Online and stuff. It doesn't work quite as well as you'd think in doubles, just because it gets knocked out the first, or well, they'll probably use Protect the first turn, but it'll get knocked out the second turn too often for it to work very well, because you've got two Pokemon that are focusing their attacks on it, so it doesn't get much of a chance to set up as it would in singles.
Got it. Cool. Well, since Travis took my ability of Prankster, I fell back on a move that I at least use for the VGCs and that I still like a lot, Water Absorb. So
that is a good pick.
Water Absorb heals 1/4 of the user's max HP when hit by a water attack. Therefore, the user does not take damage from a water-type move. That's what it does. And for those of you that know why I liked it a lot, is because I was running a Maractus with Water Absorb, and I was running a Jellicent with Surf. So the Maractus would defend itself. Jellicent would Surf to hit both the opponent's Pokemons in a double battle, and then also give Maractus health. So it was a double.
Quite ingenious.
Yeah, a double win for me. but most Pokemon that can learn Water Absorb are, in fact, Water Pokemon. So there's not much strategy there unless you're really going with Maractus or Cacturn. Two Cactuses, surprisingly. But that's where the...
Wouldn't it be Cacti?
Cacti, yeah. Two Cacti.
Which is weird considering Cacti live in deserts.
So. Yeah, but they like hold in water, you know? Like, you get one drop. You're like, all right, I'm saving this for the year.
But, yep, I'm going to do Water Absorb. It's a pretty simple ability, so not much to it, but... Cool. What else do we have here? I'm losing track of things. We can move on then to move of the year. Oh, by the way, there was 164 abilities. I did look that up. All right. So jumping on to move of the year. And since I'm already rambling, I will jump in with my move of the year being Soak.
You're a big fan of Soak, aren't
I
you?
I love Soak. When this when this move got introduced, I looked into it. And I was like, that is awesome. And what reminded me of Soak recently is I watched the battle I posted on YouTube of me versus Aaron, and how Aaron sent out his Bisharp. And my whole team did not have a solution for steel, and I just remember soaking his Bisharp and then using my Maractus's Giga Drain and just one hit KOing it. And so that was pretty sweet. So for those of you that don't know, Soak changes the target type's move to water, and this effect lasts until the person switch out. Soak does not affect the Pokemon with the ability multi-type. But also, in my own instance, I was running a Trick Room team with Behemon, whatever that psychic thing is called.
Behem.
Yeah. Behem. And I would run a Lumitone. Or a Lumion. Yeah, Lumion, that water fish.
Yeah. Luminion. I'm just going to keep correcting
you. Yeah, keep correcting me because I don't know anything. And I would soak Behem, who,
you're good.
Who also had, I believe, a water absorb or something like that. Whatever item you can have on it.
Oh, is it that like seed, whatever?
Yeah, something bulb.
Seed bulb or whatever.
So I would skill swap water absorb to that, soak it, and then I would switch out to something that was using surf. So not only would it get health, but it would also increase its special attack.
That's cool.
Oh, yes. So that's what I did. But soak, you can use on your own team or your opponent.
I feel like Soak has kind of been overlooked by a lot of competitive players just because it's kind of it's seen as kind of just like a waste of a turn. But I think especially in doubles, it's quite a versatile tool because you can use it to support yourself, like you said, or you can, with your example of using Giga Drain and the Bisharp, you can work around not having, like, you could have a team that's not very type, doesn't have much variance in type, but you can make it work with Soak.
Yeah, and it definitely also removes their stab.
Yeah.
So.
And you could give a Pokemon that like normally wouldn't have a stab and a water move, you could give that to them.
Yep. You'd be like, oh man, Mewtwo would be so much better if he was a water Pokemon.
Yep.
You could surf him. Or I mean soak him.
Yep.
There you go. All right. So that's my move of the year.
Saul can go next.
Okay. my move of the year is Shell Smash.
Oh, that's a good pick.
Good pick.
This generation, Dwebble, Crustle, Tortuga, and Karakosta were the only ones I could learn it. But Shellder, Ammonite, Amistar, Macargo, Torkoal, Clamperl, all those could learn it, and I feel this is also one of those things that brings older Pokemon back into competitive play.
Definitely.
Like I've seen Cloyster using Shell Smash, and because Clamperl can learn it, I've seen Huntails. I, for a while, ran a Huntail in singles with Shell Smash.
That's awesome.
Shell Smash with a White Herb, which... because it decreases your defense, the White Herb will bring it back up. So you have the boosted attack and speed, and then I would Baton Pass into my Electivire.
That's nifty. I like a Shell Smashing Cloyster is ridiculous with its ability Skill Link. I've seen Cloyster sweep so many times, just get one Shell Smash off, and it's pretty tough to beat unless you have priority or just an insanely quick Pokemon or one that has a bit of bulk, but it's quite easy to sweep with a Cloyster. It's because Shell Smash is such a good move.
Mm-hmm. Definitely. I think that's all I have for Shell Smash.
My turn?
Your turn, okay.
Yes, your turn.
I picked Foul Play as my move of the year.
Nice.
Foul Play is a Dark-type move. It's a physical attack with a power of 95 and an accuracy of 100. But what makes Foul Play interesting is that it doesn't use your attack stat to calculate damage. It uses your opponent's. So you could have a Pokemon with no EVs or IVs in attack and still have it deal a ton of damage. You could have a defensive Pokemon. You could have a Honchkrow just made as a wall. But then if a physical sweeper came out, you could just use Foul Play. It'll calculate the damage based on the opponent's attack stat, and you do a considerable amount of damage. All the Pokemon that can learn it by level up are dark type, but there are a few that can learn it by breeding or by event that aren't. So there's that. Thanks, Bulbapedia. Do either of you have anything to add on Foul Play?
Foul Play, I believe, is used a lot in the TCG with Zoroark as well. Because Zoroark, you can play one double colorless on it, and you can Foul Play, and you can pick any one of their moves, and you don't have to have the requirements for that.
Oh, that's
so you
cool.
can pick a move that requires, you know, 4 energies, just because you can pick any move they want. So Zoroark was used a lot during Reshiram and Zekrom to use their own moves against them.
That's cool.
Quite crafty.
Yes.
Quite foul.
So Foul Play goes a long way in both VGCs and TCG. All right, so good transition into moving for Card of the Year.
These transitions.
I know not you two aren't too big into the card game, but
I still picked a card.
But I know you guys still picked a card because I didn't want to skip this one. So who wants to jump in for that?
I could start this one off. My pick for card of the year is N.
Oh, what a good choice.
Good pick.
Very good choice.
There used to be a card back in the day called Rockets Admin.
Yes.
Which basically did the same thing. And N lets you, I think it shuffles your hand back into your deck, and then you draw the number of prizes you have
left.
Yes. So if you're losing, that's a good card to use.
It's a very good card. So currently right now I run 4 Ns in my deck, and I run 4 Judges in my deck. And so, Saul said, N makes both people shuffle their hands back into their deck, and then you draw on your number of prizes. Judge makes both people shuffle their hands in their deck, and you draw 4 cards. So ultimately, every turn I try to make the opponent shuffle their hand. And it's very helpful if they've just used like a Juniper, which makes them draw 7 cards, or an Oak, which makes them draw 6 cards. It's very useful to use it after they just did that, because it breaks their strategy, and they have to spend more time thinking of how they can fix what they just tried to set up. Just shuffling, making your opponent shuffle their hand really breaks their plans of what they're doing. So, good choice, Saul. Good choice.
Thank you.
Travis?
I picked Pokemon Catcher as my card of the year, which is a trainer card. And it, when you use it, you switch one of your opponent's active Pokemon with one of their benched Pokemon. So all the time they're spending signing up for one Pokemon, you can just switch it out and get a quick KO on another Pokemon and grab a prize card. It's a good way to, like I said, nab quick prize cards. That's the gist of it.
Yep.
I mean,
or you could make them stall, so you could catch out something with a retreat cost of 4 that isn't even ready to get set up.
Right.
And now they have to worry about trying to get that back. to move out what they have been setting up. So it's a good stall tool as well. I remember when that card came out, it was going for like $20 right away. And then it moved down to 15 after a month, and now it's sitting at 10, but still $10 for one card. If you want to include four of those in your deck, you're looking at $40 right there. Just in your deck. Cool. My card of the year is something I started off with, something I don't really play anymore, but brings back a lot of good memories. It is it's Politoed from the Heart Gold Soul Silver set. So, as all of you know, I'm a huge fan of Politoed, and so when I was building my first TCG deck, I wanted to build
TCG
deck. I was
trading card Jame.
I was trying to pick a Pokemon that I liked and build a deck around that. So I went with Politoed Wailord, which at least won me one complete round at Worlds. And
against an angry housewife.
What's that?
Against an angry
housewife. Yep, against the angry rich housewife. with a huge diamond on her finger. So what Politoed does is you can take any of your benched water Pokemon and switch them with your active. So that actually gives you a free retreat for your active Pokemon and brings out a water Pokemon instead. Big reason why I like this card is almost everyone I played asked to read it because they've never seen it in play before. Politoed had an okay 120 HP. For those of you that play the card game, the magic number for the card game is 130 HP. If you have a card with 130, that's kind of a really good number to sit at, since most Pokemon do 120 damage. So that's not the best part. That's not the greatest strength in Politoed, but its move was Big Chorus, so one water, two double colorless, or one double colorless, and that would do 30 times the number of heads for however many water Pokemon you have. So if you rolled six heads, if you had six Pokemon in play, you could do 180 damage. And that was really good against like a Reshiram deck, because you would only need three out of six heads to knock out pretty much any one of their Pokemon. So,
yep.
Like I said, don't play Politoed anymore, he's a cool card.
That's good with the Wailord.
Good with the Wailord.
Wailord has
good with
four retreat cost.
It would be good with any water Pokemon with four retreat costs. So, but there aren't many water Pokemon with four retreat costs, I guess, until the new stuff starts coming out. Next Destinies and whatever the next set's going to be called after that. So that's my card of the year.
Woo, woo, woo.
And cool. I think that brings us to our last part, Pokemon of
the
year, the big one. This will take us into the new year. Who wants to start?
I'll start this
one. Travis, such a team player.
Yeah, no surprise.
I have a feeling I know what you're going to pick already.
I think all our fans know.
Of the year is Vanillex.
Dun, dun, dun.
Because he shouldn't be good. But he is amazing. He looks beautiful. He's got two smiley faces. And we all know that not only are two heads better than one, two smiling faces are better than one.
That's true.
But the real reason I fell in love with him at first is because he just happens to be good at so many different in so many different formats. In last year's VGC, his high special attack made him an interesting addition to the very physical heavy metagame, and his speed sitting at 79, which normally would just be really low and unusable, works quite well in that format because he could either work in a Tailwind or Trick Room team. He's kind of in that happy medium, and so his ice typing doesn't really end up hurting him that much because he can usually go first and get the kill. And then in this year's VGC, he works quite well on hail teams because of the ability Ice Body, and so he can use Blizzard with 100% accuracy, hitting both opponents. And he's also good on Trick Room teams again. And I hear he's good in the TCG because of the stuff.
Yes, he is good in the TCG. Because he has a move called Double Freeze. So you roll two. You flip two coins. If you get at least one heads, the defending Pokemon is paralyzed. So you have a 75% chance of paralyzing your opponent every turn. Good defense there, Travis. Saul, your Pokemon of the year?
Mine is Zoroark.
Ooh.
That's a good pick.
He did have a whole month to himself.
Well, that's true. Yeah, not many Pokemon can boast that.
Victini can, though.
That's true. That's also true.
Yeah. But, yeah. Zoroark was the first Pokemon revealed for 5th gen, if I'm not mistaken, along with Zoroark.
I believe you're correct.
Yeah.
And it adds new strategies to the game because of its illusion ability.
Sure, that's true.
So you can have... What was I going to say? Oh, I forgot what I was going to say.
Well, I mean, illusion allows... Go ahead.
Now, what were you going to say, Travis?
I was just going to say that, just explain what illusion does. If anyone is unaware, it just... changes... Zoroark's appearance to be that of the last Pokemon in your list. So even its level and everything, it changes to that. But it keeps its typing and its moves. It keeps its level too. I lied. But yeah, it essentially copies the image of the Pokemon that's in the back of your team.
Yeah, so you can send it out masked as a... let's say Infernape, and then your opponent might try to attack it with a Psychic, but since it's a Dark-type Zorua, won't affect it.
There you go.
Yup. Krogunk's another good one, because he's got that 4x Psychic weakness. And then you're just like, yes. Sup, bros, I'm Zoroark. No big deal.
There you go. All right, my Pokemon of the year is... Travis, you got any guesses?
Oh, gosh. I'm gonna go Jellicent. Is that your pick?
No, it was considered.
Oh.
I was going to pick Water Pokemon, but then I thought of what Pokemon kind of had a big influence on me. So this year, my Pokemon of the year is...
Oh, Durant. Yeah, Durant.
You got it. Durant. Yeah, so Durant, for a couple reasons, Pokemon of the year, he kind of brought me through the VGCs, kind of held its own. Durant has a cool ability of Hustle, which lowers its accuracy by 20%, but increases its attacks by 50%. And it can learn a pretty big move set, at least with like X Scissor to knock out your psychic Pokemon, Crunch to knock out your psychic Pokemon, Iron Head to knock out your ice Pokemon. So, had a bit of an advantage, at least with the VGCs. The flaw to Durant is its weakness. It has one weakness, which is fire, but it sits at an impressive speed of 109. So a lot of people thought because it was a steel Pokemon, they just assumed it was slow, but it usually striked first. It also has quite a bit of resistances. It can resist normal, bug, ghost, steel, grass, psychic, ice, dragon, and dark. And it's unaffected by poison. So.
That, I think its coolest benefit is that it's only weak to fire. Like, it's tough when you're facing a Pokemon with only one weakness, because you're almost going to have to switch out, because chances are you don't have a fire type move in your arsenal of your four moves, and you're gonna have to switch out.
Yeah, like I said before, Durant has the high speed of all type steel Pokemon, and it's bug type, which was my type of the year. I think Durant was one of the best additions to the bug family that Nintendo has added. So that
okay. So I disconnected a little bit over there. I want to know if you guys noticed.
We did.
Okay.
We did.
I wanted to know if it would have been like really cool me jumping back in.
No, you did it. Like... You did the perfect transition in.
Okay.
Also,
we can cut all this out.
Also, Durant's really good in the TCG right now. It's winning a lot of actually big tournaments. because of its move Devour, which for every Durant you have in play will discard the top card of your opponent's deck. So if you can get four Durants in play, you can discard four cards off the top of their deck every turn, which about nine turns later they will deck themselves out. So there we go.
Yay. 2012.
There we go. Cool. Do you guys have anything else before we end our last episode of the year?
Nothing in particular.
Nothing in particular. Plans for the next year? Any New Year's resolutions?
Well, I mean, I've got to prepare for VGC 2012.
There you go. Any Pokemon you know for sure you're running?
Oh, I know my entire team. Not sure if I want to broadcast it live. Not live.
Give us one Pokemon in your team.
Yeah. Of course, I'm running Vanilla X, but I'm also running Camerupt, which is a fun one.
There you go, Camerupt. I had a Camerupt. Mm-hmm. It's not working out too well for me. I think I have to change his moveset.
Use Eruption if you're not.
I am.
Okay.
Saul?
I'm thinking Eruption.
Anything for 2012 for you?
My New Year's resolution is 1024 by 768.
I have no idea what the
computer joke.
I have no idea what that means.
Like a screen resolution.
Oh, okay.
1024 by 768.
All right, I got it.
Oh, that's awesome.
What were you saying, Travis, about explosion or no eruption?
I don't know. I just told Steve you should run it on his Camerupt.
Eruption.
I was thinking that on a Typhlosion.
Eruption's
Typhlosion is a good user.
Eruption's the fire version of
Water Spout.
Yep.
There you go. Cool. For those of you that care, my New Year's resolution is not to press snooze anymore. So we'll see how well that works. All right. So we are super, super excited for 2012 to start. We will be at the Midwest Gaming Classic in March. So I believe it's $25 for the weekend. We'll be there both days. We have a whole room to ourselves. So if you can come out to Brookfield, Wisconsin, you should come out to Brookfield, Wisconsin and visit us. And if you collect old games or whatnot, or any kind of games, or if you like pinball machines or stuff like that, or Halo tournaments and what other...
If you like video games.
Yeah, if
general.
You like those, that thing, you should come on out. And see us, because that'll be cool. Otherwise, we have about... I just looked at my hand like I had a watch, but I don't have a watch on. There's about 6 hours till midnight here. We are at 955 fans. We can get 45 fans magically in 6 hours. That'd be pretty phenomenal.
That'd be beautiful.
But by the time you're listening to it, it will already probably be New Year's Day. So like us on Facebook. You can follow us on Twitter at Pokemon Podcast. And Saul, where can they find you?
I can be found on the Twitters at ZWolfenstein and also on Tumblr under the same name, zwolfenstein.tumblr.com. And you can contact me also on the Pokemon Podcast's Tumblr, diglettcave.tumblr.com. I think that's it.
Cool. Travis?
You can follow me on Twitter at TheTravisW. You can read my movie reviews at thethirdreel.blogspot.com. That's thethirdreel.blogspot.com. The most recent post on there is actually by my brother, not by me. He listed all 40 of the movies he saw this year in increasing quality, starting from unwatchable to movies that you need to watch for the year. My top 10, or maybe top 5, I haven't decided what I'm going to do yet, will come pretty soon once I watch all the movies I feel like I need to watch before making said list. Something else. One of my friends is selling... one of my friends is selling on Etsy a beautiful Pokeball coffee table, which I told him I'd give it a plug. So if you just go to etsy.com/people/PatrickPass, that's PatrickPass, you can get that sweet coffee table as well as a some Legend of Zelda Dooku thing. Shield. I think it's a Deku Shield. Yeah, Deku Shield coffee table. And some, like, keychains or earrings or something like that. But they're really cool. So you should buy those so we can make some Poke dollars. And you can add me on Facebook at facebook.com/he who shall not be named.
Sweet. If you guys care, you can follow me on Twitter at Dragging a Lake. Otherwise, you can visit us and email us by just going to PokemonPodcast.com. And with that being said, Happy New Year. I don't know what that means.
Happy New Year to you too.
Oh, yeah. Happy New Year.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Shirts are back in stock. Totally forget about that.
Yeah, I like that little, I don't want to call it a sidebar because it's decidedly not on the side, but that little doohickey that little, you put on the
it's
top
called
of
a hello bar.
Oh, yeah.
That is the hello bar. It pops down with whatever I wanted to say at the time. So right now, I believe it says, shirts are back in stock.
Yep. Has that been there for a long time? And
nope,
I've never
I added it last night.
Okay, I was going to say.
There you go. Catch up on the articles. Like I said, shirts are back in stock, very low qualities. Quantities, like I buy it low, I mean.
Very low quantities.
All the shirts are very low quality. No, very low quantities. By that, I mean, if you're looking for a specific size, we probably have 3 or less of each size per shirt. So if you want one of those shirts, I would grab it before it's too late. Other than that, Happy New Year. I think we've already said that. But this has been another episode. This has been the final episode of the Pokemon Podcast for 2011, and we are
super effective.
In sync.
Not the band.
Not the band, but we can go out. All right, ready? Well, I'll say bye, bye, bye at the same time. Ready? One, okay. 2, 3. Bye, bye, bye.
Bye, bye, bye.
Saul's not even in sync here. All right, Happy New Year. Bye, everyone.